Well, when I was a kid, you know, we had these little things that ran by batteries, and when your parents told you to go to bed, you would take this little Japanese transistor radio and you put it under your pillow and listen to late night radio broadcasts.
So who were some of the people that you were listening to that really you loved a lot? Wonderful experience.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to have one of your idols come in and sing with you is something else. And, you know, just all the early 60s people I like very much up until the British invasion, and then everything seemed to get very business-like, you know, and kind of conceptual, you know.
So what age were you when you first moved to New York? Must have been a very exciting time for you musically then when you first arrived.
Yeah, yeah, very. There were a lot of great people just walking around the street doing basically what I'm doing now, you know. They had just gotten record contracts, and they, in the eyes to a 14-year-old kid on the street, they looked like bigger than life, you know, like Dylan, Jimi Hendrix, all those people. Well, we had what's called the Blues Bag here at the Cafe Go-Go and the Gaslight, where we'd have Muddy Waters
I believe young John Hammond helped you a lot during the early days, too.
Very, very much, yeah. I think I owe a lot of my look, you know, my image on stage, a lot of vocal riffs from him. A lot of my musical stance is from John, yeah. I'm a real sucker for the romantic end of it, you know, because most of the songs when I grew up didn't have a lot of political, actually until Dylan came around, and he put it in abstract form, didn't really have a lot of political things to say, because kids, which is going to gradually probably change, didn't really care that much for politics. They cared more for what was happening, who they were in love with, and who had the fastest car, who had the nicest looking chick, who had the most money, who, you know, who had the coolest hairdo, you know.
What led to you dropping the band and going it alone?
Well, I just thought that 10 years with the band was, you know, enough for, you know, Mink DeVille. And I thought that after a while, everybody started calling me Mink. So, you know, I thought it was about time to get the name straight.
Now, the new album's produced by Mark Knopfler, who also plays guitar on it. How did you two first get together?
We first got together through just mutual admiration in each other's musicianship, and we've always been fans. And he lives down the street, he lives on the west side of the village, I live on the east side of the village. And actually, he was coming into town, and I gave him a call. I said, "Hey, how would you like to work with me?" And his wife is a big fan of mine, and my wife is a big fan of his guitar playing. So the two women kind of put it together, actually, over pasta.
Now, did Mark choose the band that you use on the album?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's some great players there, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, they're very, very, very good. We tried to get guys who weren't hired guns, so would have a band sound. Because he knew I was most comfortable with that. He's most comfortable with that instead of just mercenaries, you know.
Well, I'm intrigued by the Van Morrison song, Could You, Would You, which I think Van Morrison recorded when he was still with them. Why did you choose that song particularly?
Well, I've always liked the song. I've always been a Van Morrison fan. And I like their music actually better than I like the songs. And Van is a very passionate singer, you know. I've always been a fan of passionate singers, so also he's right around the poetic. you know, wanted to do the song, and he said, well, let's try it for this. So at the same time, we thought that in doing it, that we would have to make it sound contemporary. We couldn't just shoot for something that sounded like an old record. We wanted it to sound as if they were alive and kicking and working today. So that's pretty much the way it, I think it came out, very contemporary sounding. Doesn't sound like an old record, and we kept going back to the old record to make sure that it was just a little faster, had a little bit more kick. It had I think Van has always been a fan of Latino music, so it has a little bit of that Tex-Mex sound in there too.
Now there's a song that's got a real New York feel, I think, with that Latin rhythm that you use, a song called Angel Eyes, and the lyrics suggest to me that it was written for someone very special. Is that true?
Yeah, well, if you saw my wife's eyes, you'd understand.